We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The guy who wrote the arm, he's going to write a book, The Foot. I don't know, maybe something else. Maybe other body parts. Jeff Passan is with us. Talk baseball with him. Hi, Jeff.
I was going to write about another body part. It would not be the foot, my friend.
I'm sure.
And you wouldn't be on our show talking about it. That's for
sure. You know, it's funny. It's not funny because I feel terrible. I just saw Michael Fulmer has been scratched, and he's going to see Dr. James Andrews. So, God, hopefully he's all right. But, my God, these injuries to these poor pitchers, it happens all the time.
It does, and it's not going to stop. I mean, that's it. The really tragic part of this whole thing, and I don't use that word lightly, is that all of this is starting when they're children. And it's only getting worse with single sport specialization and the emphasis on velocity that's as pervasive as it is now. And baseball is going to run into a real issue over the next decade when arm after arm is blowing out. And look, we've seen it in New York. Matt Harvey, am I wrong to say Matt Harvey was the most popular athlete in New York City at one point?
He was for a small period of time. Yeah. He was up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Most popular athlete in New York City, and now he is an also-ran, forgotten has-been.
Yeah, well. I think the one thing he isn't in New York is forgotten, because every time he makes a start, there's like this hope
that he's going to be the dark night again.
Yeah, maybe he's going to find himself. But, Jeff, I think – I'll tell you, Joe, and I know the reality, which is that we are never going to see the dark night again. We know that, and at the end of next year, he'll end up somewhere, probably on some real average deal, because who the heck would give him a lot of money?
I hope all three of us are dead wrong about this.
Yes,
and
of
that
course.
He comes back next year and is the Matt Harvey that we once saw. But the fact that the guy's not 30 years old yet and is on the verge of his career being shot, it's just sad. It really is. And it doesn't surprise me, because I spent, almost 4 years immersed in that world, and I see it every day now as a youth coach for my 10-year-old and the local high school, and I mean baseball's still all around. Kids are still playing baseball everywhere. It's just a different type of baseball, and not one that is conducive for long-term arm health.
It's unbelievable. What's your thoughts right now on the Yankees and where they are? You confident that they're at least, going to be one of the wild cards?
Yeah, I think they're in really good shape. I still think they are a really dangerous team come October, because of their ability to hit home runs and the depth of the bullpen. And I know that the bullpen has been tested and there have been some struggles, and Chapman lost his closer. By the end of the month, Aroldis Chapman's going to be closing again. Dellin Betances is going to be your eighth inning guy, and you're going to have a bunch of guys, whether it's Mr. Strikeout Chad Green or David Robertson or otherwise, who can pitch the fifth and sixth and seventh innings. And if you can get CeCe Sabathia going for those five innings, if you can get Severino going for six innings, and you can cobble together something else from your starters, all you need to do is win that wild card game. And I think whoever it is, whether it's Houston, Cleveland, or Boston in that one spot, they're vulnerable. The Yankees schedule, they play a lot of tough teams, but they're also home, I believe, for 17 of their final 29 games. And we know they play well in the Bronx. They've got a pretty decent cushion right now in the wild card spot. So I do expect them to be there hosting that game.
What was your opinion, and we certainly spent like the first hour or so of our show talking about it, CeCe Sabathia's disdain for people bunting on him?
I would.
Because you're sane. Yes.
I mean, if I see a guy on the mound who is 6'7" and 3 bills plus, and 35 or 30, I think he's 36 now because I think he was born in 1980. No, he might be 37. I think he was a July 80 birthday.
Wow, remembering baseball player birthdays. That's impressive,
man. Good stuff by you.
Hold on a second. Check this out.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm looking it up.
I think it's July 21st, 1980.
All right, here's the answer. July 21st, 1980. So you nailed it. 37.
I swear to God, I did not look at that.
Well, what the heck's wrong with you? Why would you know that?
I have absolutely no idea. Like, I feel... I'm so embarrassed I want to hang up the phone right now.
No, you don't embarrass. Just... Come on, you knew the answer. Come on.
To the guy's birthday?
Yes,
it's not like you knew his stats
not...
or something.
Sounds like the late Bill DeBaker, right?
Yes, right. I should not know other men's birthdays.
You really should.
Maybe your father.
The only men's birthdays I should know are my dad and my children.
There you
go. That is it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Well.
But if you have a guy who is in his late 30s and who's the size CeCe Sabathia is, and you're not bunting on him, I think you're doing yourself a disservice.
Mm. The Dodgers, historic season, you know, certainly God knows how many games they're going to win when all is said and done. But I look at them and I say this, Jeff, better win the World Series. How about that with the Dodgers right now?
I have a difficult time saying to any team, you better win the World Series or it's a failed season. But this is about as close as I will get to that because a number of factors. Number one, the Dodgers are far and away the best team in baseball this year. They still have a chance, even with their recent slump, to win 110-plus games. That is rarefied air for any baseball team, but particularly one with the parity that exists across the game these days. And I know that they have a huge payroll. But the Dodgers are here because they've developed Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger, not because they're paying a bunch of money for dudes. Number two, it's been a long time, almost 30 years, since they've won the World Series. So that franchise is due. And number three, you don't know how many more years you're going to get Clayton Kershaw-type numbers out of Clayton Kershaw. And I think he is the key to this whole thing. If he comes back looking like he normally does and can translate that into the postseason, if you get a good Kershaw postseason and don't win, that is the wasted of all wasted opportunities.
And Clayton comes back tonight. He makes his return against the San Diego Padres. When you look at the Verlander deal, how much do you think the Astros organization and Lundhau felt the heat from fans? From players, not even just fans in the media for saying, hey, they should have done more before July 31st. You were players not thrilled with that, the fact they weren't aggressive before July 31st. Do you think that affected them as they became pretty aggressive over the last few days?
I'll tell you something interesting. You know how managers, Tony La Russa was like the expert at this, at finding some sort of thing to rally the clubhouse around and using that as motivation, even if that thing did not exist. Like, La Russa was a genius at mind manipulation inside a clubhouse, and I really do think that he won championships strictly based on his ability to manipulate players like that. I think that's what the Astros front office has been going through over the last month. Like, the team that they put together, the team that they had playing near 700 ball in the first half, the team that was far and away, head and shoulders above the rest of the teams in the major leagues, like, they were turning on the people who put it together. And so I think the Astros front office put its head down and said, we're going to be stubborn here, and we're not going to do something and cow to pressure. But ultimately, what I think ended up happening is the pressure wasn't just from the players and it wasn't just from the fans. It was from the coaches and the manager's office and especially the owner's suite. Jim Crane wanted to get this deal done. Jim Crane wanted Justin Verlander in there. And at $20 million a year and with the number of really good prospects the Astros still have in their organization, this was a deal that made sense for them.
Do you think that Verlander 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago accepts the deal to Houston?
I know for a fact that he was at that point thinking about it, actually.
Okay.
Like, this was a realistic enough possibility that he was doing due diligence on it weeks ago.
Mm, interesting. Talking baseball with Jeff Passan. How many home runs for Giancarlo?
I'm going to go with 58.
You don't think he'll get 60?
I hope he doesn't get 62, so the stupid, like, hot takes that are bound to come from that just go spewing on airwaves and across the interwebs everywhere. I don't want to be part of that conflagration and having to tell people how wrong they are.
Yeah, but here's the problem, okay? Giancarlo Stanton got involved in it by saying it's the real home run record. So he was supplying a hot take.
No. But here's the thing.
What?
Do you know what happened after that?
As far as what? Like what he went on to say about Bonds on the record?
Yeah, I mean, that day later on, he pulled aside the reporters who he had said that to earlier and said, you know, I hadn't given this question a whole lot of thought. The more I think about it, the more I realize 73 is the record.
Why do you think he initially said that then? Do you think it was just caught off guard?
Yes, I do think it. Completely think it was caught off guard. And I think that Giancarlo Stanton is the kind of guy who doesn't have very strong opinions on matters like this, and almost... I'm not saying that he can be led one way or another by a question, but what I'm saying is I don't think he cares enough about these types of things that reporters and columnists and sometimes fans care about to have given it the requisite thought. But I think once he saw the reaction to it, he sat down and thought to himself, well, is this really how I feel? Does this really reflect my opinion properly? And, you know, it's always what you say first, not what you say after that ends up getting spread out the widest, because if Giancarlo Stanton said 73 is the record, then, you know, that's not much of a thing. I remember a couple years ago when Chris Davis, I think, hit 37 or 38 home runs in the first half and said that 62 is the record. At the All-Star game, the day before the game, they have this media availability where all the players are out there. And I always, every year I try and come up with a story where I just ask every player the same question. This year it was, is the ball juice? And I got some pretty amusing answers. But that year it was, what's the real home run record, 62 or 61 or 73? And I think I talked with like 15 or 20 players, and I think Chris Davis and one other guy said 61. I think people just recognize that it's 73. And the more you come to terms with that, you may not like it, you may not think it's morally right. I understand both of those cases, but 73 is the record.
Yeah. I mean, look, the bottom line is he hit 73 bonds. That's it. I mean, well, you know, it's not the NCAA where they start taking it away, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. It's not like Major League Baseball is trying to whitewash history. You know what? History is ugly sometimes, and that ugly history exists so that we can talk about it and try to remedy it going forward. This isn't putting up a monument to Confederate soldiers. This is a record that was set. And the fact that the record allows us to sit here and hopefully have an intelligent discussion about steroids as opposed to what some of the people out there on sports talk radio are capable of doing.
What are you trying to say, Jeff?
Did you guys hear my conversation with Doug Gottlieb?
I did. I heard about that. Yes, about Adrian Beltre, yeah. Right? How he accused them of doing steroids.
Doug
used to work here.
Gottlieb accused him of doing steroids, Beltre. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Basically because he's Dominican, right? Wasn't that basically it?
Oh, is that the reason? That was the reason?
Because he got 3,000 hits, because he's Dominican, yeah. And because he's good when he's old.
You know what the thing is, Jeff, and this bothers me all the time about accusations of guys doing steroids or not. I'm sure there are guys getting away with it. Who the heck knows? But you can take any narrative and say that's because of steroids. If the guy breaks down when he's old, steroids. If he gets better, steroids. If he's the same, steroids. Mm. So it just fits whatever the heck you want to say, which makes it so unfair.
Yeah, I feel really bad for the guys who have terrible skin, and because they have acne on their back, people are thinking they use steroids when their skin is just oily. Like, it's very unfortunate.
That is true. That's funny. Jeff, it's always great talking to you.
Jeff, who's better than you, Jeff?
Nobody. Yeah. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
You're supposed to at least stay a short list, you know? All right, Jeff.
Jeff Passan.
Take care.
Does a great job.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you for coming on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.